As this economic crisis has unfolded, we've heard a lot from Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. His quieter partner in crafting the government's response has been Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. He is the subject of a long article in this week's New Yorker magazine, written by John Cassidy. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for inviting me on.
When did Bernanke first realize that the subprime market was imploding and could bring down the entire financial system?
Well, that's a good question. He was actually pretty slow to pick up on it. Obviously, he saw the news when the subprime markets effectively stopped functioning in the summer of 2007. But he doesn't seem to have taken on board what a devastating effect it would have on the financial system at that stage. And there were another 6 months or so when banks were getting into trouble and people were defaulting on their loans before Bernanke really, I think, realized the state of the extent of the problem. And he really didn't get on the case until the start of this year when they started reducing interest rates more rapidly and launching bigger lending programs. So one of the criticisms which is made in the piece is, and he actually says himself now looking back, that he was mistaken to think that the subprime crisis would be limited.
Mm. Well, but you write that as late as the spring of this year, he believed that this could be contained with his approach, which was essentially a monetary response, right? An interest rate response.
Well, there's a two-pronged strategy, which is known at the Fed as the Bernanke Doctrine. One is reduce interest rates relatively moderately to sort of keep the economy ticking over. And then that's got a lot of press. The thing which hasn't got as much press is a series of lending programs which the Fed has launched for troubled financial institutions, which basically allow that it's like a big pawnbroker. The banks can bring in their junky securities and swap them for cash or treasury bills. And that, on top of interest rate cuts, Bernanke thought would be enough to keep the financial system working until it healed itself. The strategy of the Fed was known as the finger in the dike strategy, keep the water out and eventually things will recover. But obviously, you know, things didn't work out like that. And in the spring, we had the great Bear Stearns crisis and the Fed was forced to intervene to prevent them going bankrupt. Then we had another few months where it seemed like things had stabilized. But this thing's like a disease. It goes away for a while and then, you know, comes back in a more virulent form. In September, after the collapse of Lehman Brothers, you know, all hell broke out, basically. And since then, we've had a sort of slow-motion collapse of the financial system.
Now, this entire crisis has really tarnished Alan Greenspan's legacy, and he even admitted that his basic economic philosophy is now changed. What about Ben Bernanke? Does he deserve the same criticism?
Well, one of the things I focused on in my piece, largely because it hasn't been written about much before, is the role that Bernanke played between 2002 and 2005 when he was a governor of the Fed. And he was actually very supportive of Alan Greenspan in those years. Greenspan basically dominated the Fed, so you can't say that Bernanke was making policy. He was one of the governors at the time. But what he did is he went out and explained the policy to the public and rationalized it, basically provided the sort of intellectual underpinnings for Greenspan's policies in two important areas. One, that they shouldn't target speculative bubbles, so that justified not doing anything about the housing market. And two, arguing that there was what they referred to as a global savings glut, which justified a big spending binge in the United States. The argument was, look, China doesn't spend enough. The rest of Asia doesn't spend enough. If the world economy is not going to go into recession, it's up to the American consumer to keep demand up. So we shouldn't worry too much if American saving rates are zero and America's on a spending binge. In retrospect, both of those arguments, you know, seem to be, if not completely wrong, certainly very questionable given where they got us. And Bernanke, you know, played an important role in coming up with them. So, sure, he's partly responsible for the Greenspan policies. But not totally, as I say. Greenspan was the senior policymaker.
Now, in retrospect, it was just a few months ago, but still it seems like a long time ago. A lot of people are saying that the decision that Bernanke and Paulson made to let Lehman Brothers fail was really key because that really led to the credit markets freezing up. And so why did he decide to let Lehman go under?
Well, to be honest, that's still a bit of a mystery. What Bernanke said to me was that the Fed didn't really have any choice, that they couldn't lend them enough money to survive because the Fed, under its legal statutes, needs good collateral in return for its loans. Lehman Brothers didn't have any. So he's basically saying there's nothing I could do about it. In fact, I quote him saying he felt he didn't even have to make a decision because things never got to that stage. His hands were tied. But a lot of other people think that, you know, that's not true. Because the Fed has done a lot of things which have been of dubious legal authority in the last year or so, and it sounds a bit like it's a sort of post hoc rationalization, because clearly it was a disastrous decision in retrospect, letting Lehman Brothers go under, because it led to a run on lots of other banks, it led to a crisis of confidence among consumers, and really, you know, we now know looking back that the economy basically stopped in September, October.
And what did Ben Bernanke say to you in terms of admitting that perhaps that was a mistake, or anything else? Did he say to you that he made any mistakes along the way?
Well, I think he did. You know, as I say, the sort of news in the article was that he did concede that the Fed and he had been slow to understand really what was going on with this subprime crisis. I mean, it's easy to be critical. A lot of people on Wall Street didn't understand it either. A lot of people in the Treasury Department, in fact, it's very hard to find anybody at all who really understood the full scale of this, you know, going back 6-12 months. There were people saying that there was going to be a housing collapse. I'd even said that myself. But nobody really realized how intertwined the financial system was with the financial markets. And nobody realized that a drop in house prices would basically render much of the American financial system insolvent, which is what has happened.
John Cassidy is a staff writer at The New Yorker magazine. His article on Ben Bernanke is in this week's issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you.